Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and happy Thursday to everyone. My name is Carla Jenkins, and I'm your hostess for the show Positive Change with Carla. I would also like to welcome you to the continuation of our spring cleaning series for this month of March. Last week it was the overview of spring cleaning, and we will continue this Thursday with spring clean your finances. And the reason why I've done that is because oftentimes we will clean our houses and get rid of the dust, the cobwebs, things that don't service, things that, you know, clothes that don't fit, but we won't spring clean our own financial houses. So we should put the same effort and elbow grease, that's the word I'm looking for, towards making sure that we have a clean slate for our financial house. Get rid of things that don't serve us financially, that don't improve us financially. So I was looking at some areas where we could improve upon, and the areas that I put in the show page are our salaries, our banking accounts, our retirements, our health plans. Even with health, you know, you have flexible spending accounts. You can review all of your paperwork. And this is a very good time to review the financial paperwork because this is March, and in the United States, it's tax time. So you have all of your financial together because you're doing your taxes. You're reviewing your last year's progress to see, you know, how well you've done, if you owe the government, if you don't owe the government. So without further ado, let's go into the show of spring cleaning your finances. And the first thing, the first topic that I want to discuss is spring cleaning your salary. I know that sounds weird because you get paid a salary or a wage, and it's usually an annual amount. There are ways that you can improve your salary. Look to see whether or not you can add a skill, you know, if there are classes that are available. You can also look for career fairs, because this March is when there's a lot of career fairs for not just colleges and universities, but there's also career fairs for businesses. You know, springtime is a time of renewal, resurgence, rejuvenation, and it's not just for nature. It can also be for your career. So what I would recommend for a salary, if you want to earn more money, develop or acquire a new skill, see what's out there. Always, like I say, develop a plan. Start allocating some money, because now that you have, you know, your taxes, you know where you're at fiscally. And so now you could just devise a new and a better plan to acquire the new skills that you have to acquire in order to increase the amount of money that you're making. Other tips I would give is to do a personal audit. Evaluate your spending, especially discretionary spending, things that you think, oh, you know, that takeout's only $5, $10, but if you do it every week, you know, $10 adds up to $40 in a month times 12 months, that's $480. That's a lot of money in takeout. So do an audit for safety and intellectual property perspective. Shed unwanted paper post-audit. You do not want people diving in your dumpster, taking your social security number, any important addresses. That is a multi-billion dollar theft ring that's out there. People will take your information. They will use it. You can shred. You have to shred anything. All papers, bank statements, anything that's finances, that you use, that has your name on it, bank account information, shred it, because people will go into the dumpster. They will take your information, they will open up credit cards in your names, and then your credit's dinged because they're using it and you don't know why. I would also recommend going to annualcreditreport.com and requesting your annual credit report from all three bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Those are the three credit bureaus, and I believe for an extra amount, you can get the FICO score, and that's from 300 to 800. 300, of course, is bad. 800 is good. Hopefully, you're in a very good, you know, credit score, because having good credit actually saves you money. Having bad credit costs you money because you have less options. I would also say, if you have other papers running around, see if you can digitize some records. So if you can, you know, have a PDF for your bank statements, or if you can digitize certain records, you can scan them. I know Kinko's has a scanner. Some printers let you scan. And they have several options that are, like, either, I believe, under $100 or even $50 to scan information to your computer or to a disk or to a thumb drive that will really help you increase your record-keeping efficiency so you don't have to fumble through all of this paperwork, and you'll be prepared for, you know, the next audit, the next tax year. It's essential that you get your financial house in order, and it doesn't just mean stop spending money. It also means organizing your files and your record keeping to so that you know where everything's at. Easy access, it's easy to prove, you have a record, and then you can go on with, you know, your time and not have to deal with additional headaches that come from people mistaking that you got something right or wrong and this affects your credit report. Also, what I would recommend is, since you already have, you know, your records because you're doing your taxes, is to decide where you would like to invest. Maybe you're looking at, you know, your retirement or even your investment, since you're not retired and you see where the stock market is going. You can reevaluate your position, you know, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year outlook. You know, if you have a stockbroker or an investment banker, schedule a meeting with them. You know, you have your tax return. That's your baseline. That's what you did last year. You want to improve upon it, you know, get some advice. Furthermore, I would also recommend, if you don't understand something, devote the time to, you know, read the latest financial or investment publications, you know, read books, form your own opinion. Even though you're not the professional, you're not a certified public accountant, you're not a chartered financial analyst, you're not a CFA, always have, you know, form some kind of opinion walking in there. Don't let the professional wield all the power, because it can be daunting, it can be intimidating, but if you have a working knowledge of finance or accounting, that would really benefit you because you're educated. Now, are you the expert? No, but you possess a working knowledge, and that would be extremely helpful for you in spring cleaning your finance. The next item that I wanted to discuss were bank accounts. Look at how many fees or fines you're getting. Do you qualify for another account? Should you just, instead of going for free checking, should you go for, you know, interest-free checking? Look at all of the information that, you know, you have with your bank. Look at all the accounts. Reevaluate your current financial position, where you're at in life, and see whether or not your current accounts are doing the most to earn you money. Maybe you shouldn't have the same account that you started as an entry-level employee as you had for 10 years. Maybe you can move up. So evaluate all of your options. Look at your bank holdings, but look at other banks and other opportunities that present themselves. Just become a well-rounded, better educated, you know, consumer of, you know, banking. But instead of just saying, okay, this is my bank, they serve me, they've done well and all that, start, you know, looking at other products that are available that might be able to serve you in your current situation or what you're at in life. Schedule a meeting. You know, I know people like doing things on the internet, opening accounts on the internet, but even though I'm Generation Y, I'm old school. Every account I've ever opened up, I went in person, because it's your money, and your financial life is a huge part of your life. It dictates how you live your life, you know. So it's important to, in the way of spring cleaning your finances, if you want to change accounts, you want to know what's going on, to develop relationships with the people at the bank. And that's by scheduling a time to go in and discuss, you know, where you're at in life, if you were interested in a product, the ins and outs. Always read the fine print on the brochure. You know, ask questions. Be an informed customer. The next item I wanted to discuss on spring cleaning your finances is retirement. Even if you're working, you still have to review your retirement. I also added retirement because I believe with an IRA, individual retirement account, you can still claim on your taxes all the way up to April 15th of this year. So if you wanted to, if you're over 50 and you want to do an extra $10,000 catch up, you can do the extra $10,000 catch up, I believe, and you can claim it on this year's taxes. Now, this year's taxes is 2015, but you can claim some type of 2016 information and distribution and investment in 2016 on 2015 taxes. So that's the reason why I brought up retirements, but also take a long look at where you're at, where you could go. Are there new funds that you may qualify? Are your current funds helping you plan a retirement? Like I always say, you can go to personnel, you can meet with the benefits counselor, ask him or her if there's anything new out there. How do you improve the performance of your fund? You know, I would also cross-reference that with the bank because it's part of your finances. You can also ask them, can you open up an IRA through the bank or through the bank's investment company? Always have more than one form of retirement. And you can also bring some of the stuff that you have at work and discuss with the people in the bank to see whether or not they have comparable products for you and how to devise a more robust retirement option. Because one of the things about embodying positive change in your personal and professional life is that you can't have one in sync and one out of sync. For instance, you can't have a good work retirement that, you know, you're building through the company, but then don't have your own independent stuff, because in order to realize positive change, you have to be very proactive. You have to be extremely involved in your life. You can't just put things on autopilot and hope that they work. You have to be actively engaged to make sure that you reap all of the benefits. And that's why for retirement, you should look at more than just one avenue of getting retirement. Instead of just relying on Social Security and what you're doing on the job, I would recommend looking at other retirement options that are available, because you want to have more than one stream of income once you retire. And then finally, the final item I want to discuss for spring cleaning your finances are your health care plans. As you know, in the spring, it gets warmer, so that means you'll be out more, and the more likely you're to be out, the more likely you get scrapes and, you know, doctor visits if it's kids or maybe you. I want to make sure that your health care plan, your deductible, covers you and your entire family, and that is central to maintaining financial stability. Because remember, health is wealth. If you're not healthy, you won't enjoy any of the money you have, because you would be sick and you would be spending a lot of money towards maintaining and preserving your health. Also, I would look at flexible spending plans. As I mentioned in the beginning, if you go to trips to CVS and you buy aspirin, you buy bandages, you buy anything that's health related, what I would recommend is seeing whether or not you can get that incorporated into healthcare plans, because I believe you can deduct some of the flexible spending account off of your taxes. And so having a good tax write-off, that's extremely beneficial, and that will be saving you money. So please investigate and review, you know, your healthcare packages, your deductible, your copay, and whether or not you can have your flexible spending account will give you money and give you the tax write-off what you need. So let's do the recap. The recap is the five things that I wanted to discuss. Well, the four things were salary, bank accounts, retirement accounts, healthcare plans, and to make sure that, above all, digitize records if you need to, shred them to avoid identity theft, and to make sure that you have a clean, organized financial house as you do your own physical house. My name is Carla Jenkins, and thank you for all current and replay listeners for tuning in to Positive Change with Carla. You can catch me at carlarjenkins.com, and thank you for listening.